A family from Kengatuni village, Teso South Sub-County is appealing for help to raise ₱250,000 to clear hospital and mortuary bills for the departed daughter. The body of the 26-year-old, Violet Olinga, is said to be held at Kenyatta National Hospital mortuary since August last year over the pending bills. Speaking to the press at their home on Thursday, Rosa Mosse, mother to the deceased, the late Olinga left home in 2022 to seek for job opportunity in Nairobi, and they have been in communication since August last year. We have been searching for her in vain until recently, when a neighbor received information concerning her on social media that her body was lying at Kenyatta Hospital mortuary in Nairobi, she said. Amose added that on arriving at the facility, the hospital management informed them that the late met her demise after giving birth to a baby boy. She added that Olinga left behind an infant who is currently aged 7 months, and the family has managed to collect him from the facility. Dennis Abwaku, the uncle of the deceased, said that they received information on August 2023 that Olinga had gone missing at Githurai 44, where she had been staying. So, we reported the matter to our local area chief, who advised us to report further at Adongosi police station, he said, adding that upon reaching Nairobi, the deceased's landlady informed them that their late daughter was expectant and had gone to the hospital to deliver a child. Abwaku added that their search revealed that Violet checked herself into the KNH facility on August 8, delivered through a cesarean section a day later, and died the following day. We recently managed to get the baby, but now the mortuary bill stands at ₱250,000 and we are unable to raise it, he said. He stated that the family had planned to bury her last Saturday, March 9, but the pending bill made it impossible. We have organized a fundraiser and several people have made pledges to support us, he said, appealing to other well-wishers to come to their aid.